Welcome back to Wings on Wings. I'm a mess.
Don't try and cheat off my paper, you bitch.
I'll cheat off your ass.
That's Doug.
Yeah, that's Doug.
Allegedly.
I'm allegedly Brett.
I am factually Tatum.
I'm officially Michelle.
I'm theoretically DJ.
We did a thing.
Hell yeah.
And we just watched, this is Wings on Wings, and we just watched Season 8, Episode 3, Maybe It's You, from October 2nd of 1996.
And we are eating.
Somebody's got it.
Eating Brett's.
Michigan Hot Sauce Part 2.
Right. If you listen last week.
Is this pine coning or pin conning?
Pin conning.
Pin conning paralyzer.
Pine coning is something that kills fish.
Triple X Red Savina Hot Sauce. Use with caution. Brought to you from the cheese, wheat, and walleye capital of Michigan.
It's the same.
It's the same fucking sauce.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I'm so fucking pissed off now. This is horse shit.
So it's just bottled differently. Yep. They have a pot leaf on it.
Unless there's actually weed in it.
It's not an ingredient.
It just says use with caution.
Mm-hmm.
Are like the ingredients in the same order and everything?
Yes.
Dude, come on, guys.
Come on, fucking guy.
Yeah. Come on, fucking guy.
Does it taste any different?
No, it's still really good, but it's the same sauce.
I kind of appreciate the marketing genius.
I'm upset. How dare they steal from the people? How dare you? I'm going to write them a letter.
I wonder if this was
good,
like
buttery goodness to it, mm-hmm. though. Yeah.
I wonder if this was like a 420 special edition.
Put it on a label then.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just back a pot leaf on there and. I'm upset. All right. What happens in this episode? Shady McCarthy's hot as fuck. That's what happens.
That is what happened.
I already forgot how this episode opens.
Antonio walks in. He's talking to Helen, and he's like, Helen, you are never going to believe what I just saw. I was just at the drugstore.
Maybe it's less hot. Sorry.
Is that your Antonio?
No.
Do your Antonio.
I don't want to.
Do it.
Why not? Why don't you want to do it?
Well, you don't have to do it.
Because it's not always good. Sometimes I nail it and sometimes it's awful.
I'm with you on that. No, you know what I mean.
So, he's like, Helen, you're never going to believe what I just saw. I was checking out at the drugstore, and I looked across, and I saw Faye, and she didn't see me. And she was looking at this lipstick, and then she just dropped it in her purse. And then she left.
Stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Thieving.
Yeah. Thieving.
Thieving?
And they're both horrified.
Stealing?
Antonio and Helen are both horrified by this behavior, as though they, like, own the drugstore. I don't know what's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, did you want to tell your story now, DJ, or did you want to tie it
away? Want to get it out of the way?
Well, so, it ties into Jenny McCarthy also.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So we can wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
She stole your heart.
Is that the story?
Yeah, so.
Huh? No, I mean, I could tell the story right now. It's fine. We announced that Jenny McCarthy's on the show.
I think it's important thing to get out front.
I'll talk about it. So, when I was younger, my teenage years, I had a bit of a shop of the habit, which Faye says, and when Faye is confronted later, she sort of talks about it, like the thrill and all that sort of stuff. And I've never got pinched, and I wasn't like all the time. It was, you know, whatever. Most famously, I took Star Wars ships from the prequels from my local video store. Doesn't get mad at me because both this story and my other story are both about stealing from Fox Video. But, so.
I don't think those ships would have kept them in business.
Right, but it was little Star Wars ships. But anyway, so I was like 14, maybe, somewhere around there. And I went in the video store, and I went into the adult section that Fox Video had. And I was looking and perusing in my backpack, and I grabbed a video off the shelf and put it in my backpack. And I was going to take it home. And the video I grabbed was a Playboy special on Jenny McCarthy.
Look at that.
They didn't have a back room at Fox Video. It was just a shelf.
It was just shelves. It was just off in the corner of the thing. But I was able to like squat down and I was looking through everything and nobody didn't chase you away. It was like whoever was working. And I grabbed the Jenny McCarthy video.
They were like 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. They probably like,
and it was
care.
Like, it was just like a Playboy retrospective thing. So it was just a lot of her just like posing and like that, like during the photo shoots and that kind of thing. Like it wasn't like a hardcore porn.
No.
But it was a lot of naked Jenny McCarthy, and Jenny McCarthy, very, very hot.
Oh yeah.
And so I put it in my backpack, my green JanSport backpack.
Shout out JanSport.
My straight edge style backpack. And I went to leave, and they had the little shoplifting things that you walk through to leave the video store.
Yeah.
And I walked through it, and it went off.
Did you run?
No. Mm. The guy stopped me. They had the two little gray, you know what I'm talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it went off. And I stopped, and the guy was like, whatever. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why this set it off. It must be something in my backpack. But, like, I didn't – whatever, you know, trying to do my best to lie to the guy. And he's like, well, empty the backpack and whatever. So I'm, like, going through everything in the backpack, and I'm, like, pushing the tape down real low, just pulling everything out. And everything I would do, I would run through – like, I would hand to the guy. And he would run through the sensor to see if it set off the sensor. Right? Like, what's
– high tech.
Right. So, like, you know, so he'd go and he'd just walk through it and whatever. And I'm handing him my books. I'm handing him, like, I had, like, a hoodie or something in there, whatever. And then I had, for whatever reason, 2 AA batteries in my backpack.
There you go.
And I pulled them out. And I said, maybe it was these. And he puts them in his hand, runs the AA batteries through, and it sets off the alarm.
There you go. Huh.
And he goes, oh, yeah, it must have been them. All right, you're good to go.
Ho-ho, nice.
Wow.
Out I went.
Let's go.
With my Jenny McCarthy VHS tape.
Did you know that the batteries were going to do that?
Nope.
Oh, that just happened.
It was complete luck.
Wow.
That it worked. I think he even ran my backpack through it again or I did it like really quick and it didn't go off that or something, but the battery set it off. And he was like, all right, yeah, you're good. That proves we're good. It was just these batteries or whatever. And I walked out with my Jenny McCarthy nudie tape.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which was kind of boring, ultimately.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was one of only two times, really, that I stole from Fox Video. But the other time, they had a wall. When you would rent the movie, you'd bring the box up. For whatever reason, the pornos weren't like this. But, like, for regular stuff, there was a wall behind the register.
Yeah.
And they had, like, tchotchkes and stuff, little Star Wars things, candy bars at the counter. And when I would bring up a stack of movies, and as he would turn around to, like, pick them off the wall to put them in the boxes, I would just fill my pocket.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Oh, DJ.
But again, I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying I was a good person. I don't steal anymore. I haven't stolen in years. It was very much that sort of, like, weird childhood thing. But, like, the thrill, it is thrilling. It is, you know, all of that sort of stuff that Faye later says in this episode. But I just found it funny that this episode's about shoplifting and how hot Jenny McCarthy is. And I had a story in my life that combined the two.
I'm really excited about that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tatum.
So let's introduce Jenny McCarthy now
to
the episode. Let's go to the A-plot.
And here she
let's
is as it. A special guest on the episode.
No.
Let's talk about vaccines, Jenny. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, she's a Wahlberg now.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite new kid? Call me Donnie.
So,
don't make me get loose.
Brian comes into Joe's office and he's talking about how he got an invitation to their friend Dave's wedding, and it's the last friend of his that's getting married, and it's making him realize that he's probably going to die alone.
Mm.
And that nobody will ever love him or finish his sentences or whatever. And he wants to completely change his ways.
Listen, they do tease in this episode that Roy finished his sentences. And I think that they should have.
Roy did finish his sentences.
They should have explored those options. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And meanwhile, Joe is really upset because he did not get the invitation to this wedding, which is. Brian knew him through Joe. They went cross country together. He hailed off bikers for him.
The IMDb description.
Sucked venom out of his leg.
The description on IMDb lists Dave as Joe's best friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, from what he's saying, it would be absolutely... that would make sense.
Right,
I mean,
Dave had them all.
And then you suck venom
out of a man, you're immediately best friends.
True. Yeah. And then Roy even came into the office and he's like, does anybody go into this thing?
Yeah.
And he's like, you got invited? And he's like, yeah, I met him at your wedding. So he's like losing his shit.
Yes.
Over that. And Brian decides he's going to change his ways and find love.
Hey, well, he met a woman on the airplane.
And then he went on a flight. Then he came back, yes.
It is a good indicator of just what a dick Joe is.
Mm-hmm.
When his brother's kind of having this existential moment about life and growing up and all that. And Joe's like, I didn't get my invitation to the wedding. Yeah. Which, I mean, that is feel weird, but that could be remedied by such an easy phone call. But we also know that Joe is a shit person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man child. In Joe's defense, not that I want to defend Joe here because I think he is the worst in this episode.
To be fair.
But to be fair to Joe, Brian, this is not the first time that Brian has had this existential crisis. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense that he just tunes it out because he has done this before on the show.
A minimum of twice a season.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, who cares when your brother's having an existential crisis that he's had... You know, once or twice a year for the last 15 years.
Right.
Good point.
Amen to that.
But yeah, so the running through plot is like everybody's nervous around Faye. Like, Helen has jewelry. She doesn't want Faye to touch it. They make jokes about her stealing things from, like, art galleries.
Not everybody. It's just Helen and Antonio.
It's Helen and Antonio. you okay, big man?
It went down the wrong pipe, I heard. All right.
So Brian meets Jenny McCarthy.
Well, he says he met this woman on the plane and like.
Oh, right. He doesn't even know what she looks like or why does it matter?
He didn't meet her for her face. Right. He met her for her heart and blah, blah, blah. Jenny McCarthy
walks in. And like 1996, Jenny McCarthy was like top. Like. Right. Of the
what
world.
Was this Hyde Powers?
She's on Singled Out. No.
She had a hell of a run.
Yeah. I think like while it's Hyde of Powers, I think as far as like. Visibility and popularity.
Yeah, later that fall is when Singled Out started, I believe.
But like her like Playboy run, like she's otherworldly. Like she's in there in that run of Playboy centerfolds is like that's like Pam's around that time. Her like
Carmen Electra.
It is such a niche like there, and this is after that. I'm not saying she doesn't look great, but like this is visibility wise, Hyde of Powers. But, like, you know, look, like, is it the best she's ever looked? I think she's very, very, very pretty when she's in Playboy.
She was also on 2 and a Half Men with, like, some shorter hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She still looks great.
I was like, wow, she's...
She still looks fantastic. She's just nuts.
I don't know that I ever really liked her personality.
No. So what she does in this episode is what she's always done. Is, like, this, like, she's like, look how hot I am versus how annoying or gross out I can be, right?
Right.
She does the annoying character here. She's done movies and TV shows where she, you know, like, fart and burp and be gross and all that. And it's like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, it doesn't really matter anyway.
She strikes me as one of those, like, women who'd be like, I'm not like other girls. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't have any evidence of that. She just doesn't seem like a girl.
I'm not like other girls.
She's built, which is funny because she ends up married to Jim Carrey, or at least with Jim Carrey for a little while. But she's built for that Farrelly Brothers kind of comedy. Which, give or take, you know, whatever you want to be. But
yeah,
like,
your mileage may vary on that.
And that's what she does in this episode, right? It's very much like, and that's Brian's conundrum too. Like, she's super hot. But she baby talks. She calls him Bri.
She screams over.
She screams over breadsticks. She like you know. She just has like. She's
where we went wrong.
Right. She's saying where eagles die. Right. Yeah. So like she's super annoying.
Really loud in a very classy restaurant.
Right. And like Brian is supposed to be like putting up with it because whatever. But like his problem is that she's exactly what he's always been after and always has had, and he's trying to change his life. But she's also super hot, which is all of Jenny McCarthy's career.
Was there...
Right.
Okay, I was laughing like a goof for when she was singing terribly off-key and loudly at the wrong lyrics. Did Brian hold up a breadstick and she just went like, and did it?
Yes.
He stuck it in her mouth.
Yeah, he tried to get her to shut up by jamming breadsticks in her mouth. Okay.
But she also
still singing with her mouth open, chewing with crumbs of breadstick falling out of her mouth.
Well, and I also liked when she said... Rye.
I have a
question to ask you. And he's like, what? Rye. And he's like, she said, are you going to eat your breadsticks?
Right. She talks to Brian in this episode like I talk to the cats.
Yeah. Yes.
Rye.
Right. Because Michelle sadly has fallen to this too, but Michelle is Chell to me.
Yeah.
And then there's Rye, Rip. And Wednesdays doesn't really fit, so that's
he goes with Wednesdays.
Because it was Rippers and Wednesdays, but then Araya came along and it became Rye and Rip.
Yeah,
and now Wednesday's just Wednesdays, or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Sorry, but Jenny McCarthy's treating everyone like I treat cats.
You also call her Wee Ann's Day from that one time we got a coupon that was spelled wrong.
Right.
To the cat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so when that was a reference to the great Dick Wee Ann.
No, they sent a coupon to the cat.
Got mail
for her birthday, and they were, but it said Wee Ann's Day.
For who?
I don't know, like a pet supplies plus.
I'll have yours.
But it wasn't addressed to us. It was addressed to the cat.
Yeah, Wednesday.
It was the weirdest mail.
But also, Wee Ann's Day.
But yes, the cat with the wrong name.
I was kind of hoping it was like from like Target or like Kentucky Fried Chicken or something.
Yes, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Sending the cat a coupon.
Yes. If we're going to get weird, let's get fucking weird. For
a 14-piece family.
Yes.
Yes, Wednesday. Would you like this bucket of original or extra?
Right. That is the future liberals want.
She would definitely like a bucket of chicken.
Right, but you would think that it would be Long John Silver's with the fish trying to angle on the cat market.
You'd think that.
Fish math?
Anyway.
Cat math. Get a combo.
So, Brian, what's the problem here? Jenny McCarthy's annoying. Brian still wants to do her.
But he doesn't because he wants to. And
he's still trying to
change
himself, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah,
which, like, I'm sorry. I might be an asshole for saying this, but it's Jenny McCarthy. Change next week.
Like, for real,
like,
dude.
Right? She's not in this for the long haul.
No, she says
she's not here for a long time. She's here for a good time.
For the breadsticks.
Well, because they're introducing each other at the table. She's like, "Tell me everything about yourself," which is like weird to start. And he's like, "I'm looking to settle down. I'm a pilot," which she should know because she was on the plane.
Right. Yeah.
I hope he was flying. Otherwise, nobody was flying. And then he's like, "What about you?" And she's like, "I'm a temp. I float from job to job, and I love it."
Yeah.
And so, like, that is the opening.
When she first asked that question, she was like, "Oh my God, listen to me. I sound so cliche." I hated the way that she said cliche. Oh, I wanted.
I almost said that.
They pronounced it weirdly.
Cliche.
Yeah.
Cliche. Oh my God, that's so cliche.
I didn't notice.
I hated it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Didn't notice.
Ryan said it. Really? I felt like they said cliche. 80 times.
It sounded like Nick Lachey.
I was just saying like Nick Lachey.
Yeah, they went a hard eye on that one.
Like, I noticed it right away. It felt like they were saying it inside my head. I couldn't even
say anything out loud, though, because during this whole scene, I was cringing so hard on the couch. My teeth were grit. My hands were clenched so tight. I was like, this is so uncomfortable. I had such severe secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
You look like you wanted to crawl into the couch.
I did.
Yes.
I needed a very large blanket to hide under. It was like, I was so uncomfortable.
I needed to hide.
Yeah, I get that. But again, like, she says she's a temp. She floats from job to job and she loves it.
Yeah.
Like, that is her. She is saying, "I don't want something serious." There is no shame in saying, right, I'm gonna turn over this new leaf next week. This week, I'm gonna have a good time
with
Jenny McCarthy and her bare mission.
So let me talk about the really
in
quick,
1996.
Before we get to the apartment part of this, does that rule apply to Jenny McCarthy now? Is she still hot enough to get not that she's talking baby talk, but she's a crazy person.
She on Instagram, what's
fine. Do you still, if you have the shot, you take the shot?
I mean, I certainly don't want to have a long-term relationship with her.
No, but I'm saying, I'm not saying like
she
marry, fuck, kill here. I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure.
Like,
I think they got married.
To do or not to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's married to a new kid on the
but
block.
That's what, yeah, to Donnie, I said that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm saying the chance comes up, hypothetical situation. No strings attached. Nobody's together. Does Jenny McCarthy still get that pass? If you have the
I'd
chance,
have a one
you
night
sleep,
stand with her.
If you have the chance, you sleep with Jenny McCarthy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. If she's into it too, yeah, we're gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's an all timer for sure.
Objectively gorgeous.
Yeah. Right.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's with Donnie Wahlberg, so you know she has bad taste, so anything's possible.
Exactly. So she could very easily fall for me.
Yeah. So even that's not even nearly the best new kid.
What a shot to Donnie Wahlberg. Right? Holy shit.
He's not even the best Wahlberg.
That's true. He's not even the best Wahlberg.
He's only slightly better than the one that only hawks hamburgers for a living.
They're all... Well... But is there any good Wahlberg?
No,
they're all terrible.
Mark Wahlberg's, Mark Wahlberg's a racist piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah, and he used to beat the shit out of people for being Asian.
He beat a dude blind.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
one thing. Yeah, that's for real.
Boston.
We all know your feelings on Boston.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michelle. Tell us your feelings about Boston.
Yeah, let's start a fight with Boston.
Well,
yeah, nobody
we do
tough
have some
ever came out of Boston.
I think from the great state of Massachusetts, but.
Massive two shits.
Jesus.
Massive two shits.
Massive two shits.
I've never heard that before.
Because I made it up.
Oh, well,
just
there
now?
We are.
Just now?
No, I've been saying it to myself for years.
He just finally had the courage to say it out.
I finally had the platform and the reason.
I've been workshopping this. This is my moment.
I've been workshopping massive two shits for a real long time.
Where's that big blanket?
I don't have the hatred for...
Oh, no.
Elizabeth Warren hates it.
Yeah, that's fine. Tim, you can leave anytime. I know where it is. It's at your house.
Shit talking on the podcast.
I'm just kidding. I like you.
I'm waiting for a follow up. There's a
that's
follow-up.
Like a he might as well have just said, "I love you. We're best friends."
That's not true. So
he's not even that nice to me.
Well, I mean that's true, but that's not true. I like you too most of the time. Can you that side didn't register? You mind?
I do mind.
So we're in Jenny McCarthy's apartment.
No. That's like
so not there.
Like, we've jumped like.
Oh, I went there because Tatum said bare midriff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, mentally I was in Jenny McCarthy's apartment.
Yeah, right.
Mentally, we're all in Jenny McCarthy's apartment.
Okay, fine. Where are we then?
I don't remember. Oh,
great. Thank
you.
So
we're confronting Faye.
Yeah, we're confronting Faye.
Faye wedding and then apartment is the wrapping up.
Yep, I think you're right.
Should have went the other way, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, yes. This was all... It was all wrong, this episode.
Yeah.
They didn't line it ended up correctly.
It should have ended on the Joe bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the Brian bit.
So the Faye bit, and Antonio and Helen are talking about it, and Helen's like, you just got to confront her. Just find out a way, or figure out a way to just nicely... Say whatever. Ask her.
Because Antonio says that somebody stole a painting from like the Boston Museum of Art.
A Monet. Where was Faye last night?
So you just jump from lipstick to an art heist that quickly.
I love it.
It's a slippery slope. Yeah. It's a gate. Lipstick. It's a gateway.
Like, yeah. She's like, oh, you're her friend. Like, you know, she'll be... Just be nice to her. He goes... What did he say? He's like, oh, why did you steal that lipstick or something?
Yeah,
like real harsh.
Oh, he's like, that's a nice shade of lipstick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it. Why'd you steal it? Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, steal it. All right, I confess.
Mm-hmm. It's like, $2
lipstick.
And then she's going on about how, yes, that's exactly what she said. Oh, my God, it's the Rush baby. And she's going on about how great it made her feel and just the adrenaline and the exhilaration. And he goes, well, at least you feel bad about it.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't. She definitely
not at
doesn't.
All.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. But again, does Antonio own stock in the lipstick company? Like, what's the issue?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Just doesn't like her stealing.
Anybody? Well, you said you stole.
Yes, I've stolen from
for like thrills, or is it because you wanted it?
You were a teenager.
Yeah, I was a teenager. Okay. So I mean, there were things. Obviously, it was things I wanted. But like part of it is that is the thrill. It is an exhilarating feeling. I haven't stolen nor do I intend to steal. But like there is that like I get I can see why people like get sort of hooked on it, right? Like kleptomania becomes a thing, and Winona Ryder, like it is a rush. You do get like a dopamine rush and an adrenaline rush, and you do like it is almost a high that you do come off of, like when you get away with it, right? You get this thing, and like it's not. I guess it isn't so much like it's not things I needed, you know. Like mm-hmm. I'm not out there shoplifting food so I could feed my family and stealing little trinkets and shit. But like there is sort of that feeling of like coming down off of a high a little bit. It is a thrilling thing. Like you got away with something and whatever. Yeah.
Michelle, did you ever steal this album by System of a Down?
I didn't. I don't think I really ever stole anything. I can only think of one time that I ever stole in my entire life.
And that's that man's heart right
there. Oh, no.
Oh.
You cad.
Sorry. She didn't steal it. I gave it to her.
Aww.
What did you steal?
I stole a calendar from the calendar stand when I worked there.
They call the company.
Hello, police.
It's okay. They're long out of business.
I fucking hated it there Mall so police. Much. And Mall they police. Made me drive.
Wow,
them,
you really did work literally everywhere you possibly could in the fucking mall.
Every place in the mall. Well, and I worked at the calendar stand in the Wyoming Valley Mall and in the Viewmont Mall. And I stole from the one in the Viewmont Mall because when I got hired, I said that I was like looking for a new job because I didn't want to drive to Scranton anymore. And then what do? They put me in the fucking calendar stand in the Viewmont Mall, which like I was making what $5.25 an hour or whatever.
$5.15
an hour. Like driving to Scranton, that was like my whole paycheck. So I stole a calendar and then I just told them I wasn't coming back.
What was on the calendar?
This is really funny.
No.
It was like a weed calendar, so it had like all different kinds of weed.
That checks for the timeline of when we were that age.
Is that what you're talking about?
What?
Yeah. Ragweed, milkweed.
Oh, yeah.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely not.
Queen Anne's Lace was February.
Calendar.
Doug, did you ever steal anything?
Yes. I stole from the one. I didn't want stuff. I stole out of spite. So I would steal from the one video store that I worked at, but I would just throw it right in the garbage because I didn't want it. I just wanted to hurt them because I fucking hated them so much.
What video store was it?
It was the movie gallery.
Okay. I'm just making sure that neither of you worked for or stole from my parents.
Ooh, were your parents own a video store?
Hollywood Video. The what? Chain of them, Hollywood Video, the one that was in Kingston. Mm. It was in the by the Tudor bookstore.
I don't think I know where it is. I don't think I ever went on that one.
Yeah, I don't think I ever went there.
I didn't steal from them.
I thought it was Premier Video instead of
Premier turned gallery. Into movie gallery.
Yeah, because
Premier
the guy
had some soul to it.
Because the guy who owned Premier Video, he also owned a scrapyard.
Yeah,
he started losing money hand over fist. And then he decided to sell to Movie Gallery, and they ran it into the ground.
But sure in did. Between that, he also decided to put tanning beds in all of his.
I remember that.
Yes.
Oh, that was a big thing in like the 90s. Like
how
every
was that?
Yeah. My mom's hair salons had tanning beds in them. So
it makes more sense than a video store.
It does.
Like a couple houses down. Well, not houses, but there was a salon there. My grandmother was best friends with her, and yeah, they had tanning beds there.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. What a weird combo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you steal anything?
Yeah, strawberry lip smackers from Hills.
Mm. You're so fucking bad.
And the same time. It was the night before a dance. And then it was a group of girls that were all staying at my house. And my mom took us to the mall. And one of the girls who was staying got caught stealing a Mickey Mouse scrunchie. And they called my mom and she came and picked us up. And then I wasn't allowed to go to the dance.
Aww.
And then a couple of weeks later, the same group of girls, we went downtown and there was this like really cool hippie shop called Grace's Pottery. And one of the girls stole an essential oil. And I remember like thinking that's different. Like just thinking because I know this person who owns this and it's obviously like small handmade, you know, whatever things. And I don't Steal food if you need to. Steal from a corporation because they're fucking stealing from you anyway. But don't steal from small local businesses.
Right.
Don't file your taxes.
Mm-hmm. The government's stealing from you. Yeah, don't audit us. Don't audit us, yeah, come on. I've got businesses. We're all business owners.
I know.
all two of you.
Yeah. Yes.
We file our taxes.
So
I take care of business.
Once you start, you can't stop. But if you never start, you don't have to do anything.
What about you, Brett? You're the only one who hasn't responded to this.
So I stole a park bench once. I stole a park bench once. Because down at our local playground, there was nowhere to sit. Because the tables that were there, there used to be a farm right next to it. And somebody stole a chicken from the farm and burn the chicken alive on the park bench there.
Awful. What the fuck?
Yeah, as a satanic,
this is not where I thought that this was going. Yeah, also,
I agree.
You're too young for this to be. This is well past satanic panic.
Right? That's how I feel.
Oh, we had Satan everywhere in Lee Park. might as well call it Satan Park. That happened. And we were just there's nowhere for us to sit down here because all the swings were fucking broken. Literally, the jungle gym got burned down too.
And you were like, I'll go get the chicken bench?
Yeah. We wanted to go get a We went and stole a fucking bench. We stole a bench. We painted it down at the park. We painted it pencil yellow, I remember. All right.
Okay.
And then the cops came and were like, where'd you get the bench? And we were like, I mean, it's none of ours.
Right.
They were like, so you can't do that.
Can't do what?
You
fixed the park up.
Yeah,
You're like folk heroes. Well,
and the chicken bench wasn't yellow.
Yeah. Well, the chicken bench was very charred.
Yeah.
And I remember they took me to my house, and my grandmother was like, wait, so what did he do?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, well, he took part in stealing a bench.
He fixed up the park.
And she goes, so you're bringing them to the house because they stole a bench so they could have somewhere to sit. Is that what you're telling me? Cop goes, yes, Miss Varhealy. And she goes, please go away from my house. And my friend's with me. She goes, come inside. We're not dealing with this. The only other stealing
thing. That's how I would feel too.
Yeah. The only other stealing thing I didn't directly steal.
You didn't steal either. You just relocated.
You're like Robin Hood.
Well, no, this one's kind of funny.
The first one.
So the I didn't steal it, but I was asked, hey, what do you want from this store? And I said, I'd like a pack of 5 gum, please. So my friend goes into the store, Mikey, and steals the gum. And he comes back into the car, and I was sitting there with my girlfriend at the time, and he just tosses me the gum. He goes, here you go, bud. And she got so fucking pissed off. She's like, you go back in that store right now and give those people that gum. And he's just like, I'm not doing it. I just started driving away. And she was so mad at me for that. I was like, I didn't steal it. You asked for it. I was like, I didn't do it. Then I was with Mikey one time where he also got cottage sheets for stealing gum.
Wait, where did he steal the first pack of gum from?
I think the Dixon City Sheets.
Again, why?
It's a pack of gum! Who cares?
They can afford it.
Snitches get stitches.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think I stole anything. My sister stole from Claire's at the mall once.
Mm. I used to work at Claire's.
She stole
earrings. Of course you did.
She stole earrings and got caught. And I remember she got caught. She came home and I was like, you're a dumbass.
Well, so.
How'd you get caught?
I wonder if it was me that caught her. I don't think
so. So I guess we can transition. So at the end of this episode, we'll jump ahead. Antonio gets caught.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that the post-credit scene?
It is. Because he comes in wearing his orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. Right. Faye and Casey are talking. And Casey's like, well, you know, at least you feel bad. You're never going to do it again. And she's like, And then she's like, at least I didn't get caught. And then Antonio walks in.
And he's like, 200 hours of community service for stealing tweezers. Because earlier in the episode, he was asked that he tweezes everything.
That's
and Helen
why
was
he
like,
was there,
and
yeah.
Helen was like, I don't tweeze anything. And he's like, I know. But yeah,
that's why we forgot about that. It's my favorite part.
What a
when
saucy
Antonio
response.
Says he says that he's at the drugstore to get tweezers, and Helen's like, "What do you tweeze?" And he's like, "What don't I tweeze?
What don't I tweeze?" Yes,
I love Antonio. He's the best.
That's a lot of hair pulling.
Uh huh.
So the wedding part of this that should have been the end that then ended up not being the end. Joe's friend that Dave, thank you, walks in, sees Helen, and he's like, oh my God, Helen, I can't believe this. I just found this underneath my car seat. Mm-hmm. It must have slipped out while I was mailing out the invitations. I hope you guys didn't think you wouldn't be invited. And she's like, no, of course not. Cut to Joe in his office, leaving the harshest, nastiest message for Dave. It was, that was painful to listen to.
Yeah,
might have called him a big sucking dog at one point.
He said that everybody knows that his marriage is a sham, and all of the friends have a bet that
she's going to cheat
one out of five. She's going to cheat on him within the first year. Whatever. Leaves the message, hangs it up, and then Dave walks in and he's like, "Hey, Joe, look what I have."
Yeah,
and like that should have been the end of
that should have been the end of the episode. So that man. Mark Arnold. Does anybody recognize Mark Arnold except for his uncanny resemblance to Henry Rollins?
He does look familiar. I just don't know from what.
He is. I recognize him immediately. I don't even have to IMDb this. He is the villain from Teen Wolf. He is the he's the star basketball player on the rival school who's dating the blonde cheerleader who goes to school with Michael J. Fox, who also fucks him, but only in dog form. Teen Wolf's a great movie, That woman in Teen Wolf, that lady only wants to fuck Michael J. Fox when he's a dog.
It's Teen Wolf, not Teen Dog, though.
It's Teen Wolf. He's a wolf.
He's a wolf.
Okay, fine. She only wants to fuck that man when that kid, when he's in wolf form.
Is she also in wolf form?
No.
I know this is going to shock you guys. No. I haven't seen it.
Because in Teen Wolf, they're rehearsing for the play.
No, I don't like this.
And they bang behind the scenes, and you don't see it, but they pan to the rest of the school, and you hear him howl. But she specifically is only attracted to him when he is in wolf form.
It's because he's like more confident and stuff.
But he's also a fucking dog.
He's a wolf. I haven't seen Teen Wolf since basically like it came out.
It's great. You should watch it.
I don't care for it. I don't even remember that
there was a It's a top five werewolf movie.
I don't like werewolf movies, and I certainly don't like werewolf
There are five?
Five werewolf movies? I mean, there's two Teen Wolves alone.
Terrible. Yeah. There's Teen Wolf and Teen Wolf 2, but 2 is spelled T-O-O.
Right.
Oh. Ha-ha. And then what's your next favorite? It's like Twilight?
Talking to.
No, I've never seen a Twilight, but that's more of a vampire movie.
Even I've never seen that either.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
American Werewolf in London is the best werewolf.
Oh, movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Helen's good.
Helen's good. Dog Soldier's underrated.
Yeah.
Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop, great movie.
Wolf Cop, I've seen that one.
Holy shit,
out of all of them, you've seen Wolf Cop. Right?
Yeah.
The fuck?
What are you doing? That's so wild.
I told you that I've seen like really weird ass shit, but I haven't seen things that like everybody has seen.
Have you seen Madam Web yet?
No.
All right, we'll talk later. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, Jenny McCarthy in an apartment with Brian.
He only looks more like Henry Rollins now.
He looks a lot like
Josh Brolin and Henry Rollins.
He really looks a lot like Henry Rollins now.
Jenny McCarthy.
There's the second person in this episode I'd have a one-night stand with.
Mm.
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins is my number one celebrity crush.
Yeah, I like that.
He would definitely be too intense for me. I don't think I can handle it.
I could.
You can ragdoll me. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
So I was trying to slip.
So we're back at Jenny McCarthy's place.
Girl!
He's a family man.
Brian has gone to Jenny McCarthy's apartment to break
to
it
end,
off.
Yeah, to end things.
And this is where she has the bare midriff.
To break it off or break her off. Because Joe's trying to be like, hey man, just bang her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come on, dude.
She is really annoying.
Yes.
So annoying.
And so is her character.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Goddamn. But like, and that's the end of this episode, is that like, not the end of the episode, but the end of us talking about it, I guess, really, is that she's super hot. She like unbuttons her shirt a little bit, and Brian just keeps losing his train of thought. He keeps trying to be like, I don't like you. This isn't going to happen. But she keeps winning because she's super hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they try to pass it off as like a struggle between like old Brian and new Brian, but really she's just very annoying.
Right.
So it's hard to you know, yes. get in the mood. And so he goes running out when she says bri-bri or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Baby talk.
Goo goo gaga. Yeah.
She would go, he would bounce between like, oh my God, you're so hot. I don't even know what's going on around me. Then she would do one of her annoying things.
Do people like
And then and he would be like,
no.
Is that like a thing that works?
I'm sure, yeah, I mean, some people I'm sure there's a
There are people wow. who like... Everything. It's yeah.
Well, excluding like the adult babies and all that shit you see on those weird TV shows, but like
pony play.
Yeah, but like is baby like talk actually something? Does anybody actually like being talked to in baby talk, sexually or otherwise?
Littles.
What?
Littles.
Littles.
Yes.
Yeah, littles do.
What does that mean?
It's a thing.
It's people, they kind of shift into like a child or baby or preteen state for a little while, and that's their whole...
Nope.
Yeah, that's...
More importantly, how do you both know about this?
Hard pass.
Because they're...
I know how you know. I know how you know about it.
I always... I've basically told people, it's like, if you're going to go little for a while, I'm going in the other direction because holy fuck, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm a hairstylist. Do you know how many different types of people sit in my chair?
And they're just like, I'm a little...
Oh, yeah. People tell...
Sexually, I like to be 12 years old.
I... Ugh. It's not always sexual. You, it's not always sexual.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not always sexual.
And
this is bizarre.
Like, people will tell their hairstylist things that they would never even tell their therapist, that they would never even tell their attorney.
Mm. Weird.
That is wild.
Yeah.
It's true.
I've had people tell me their life story within 30 minutes of knowing them.
Mm. So, I try really hard not to.
I know
to do
a lot
that.
Of things.
Mm. Sounds like blackmail.
One day.
It's a good business.
You should write a book.
I was waiting for Tatum's memoir.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, that's the episode, right?
The episode.
That's everything?
Yeah. Let's move this on out.
All right. Let's get out of here.
All right.
What's the name of this episode? Maybe It's You.
Okay.
Who's starting?
I'll go. I'll say it's a 3.
Right, hit it with a 3.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I mean, General Card is real hot, but like, yeah, it. She's super annoying in this and other things in life.
Sure.
So, yeah, we'll go 3.
Yeah. I'm going to say 3.25. It was still good. Mm-hmm. There were funny parts. She was annoying, but it was relatively well written for... You know, a Wings episode. Like they're continuing.
We still haven't hit a downer, right?
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just put the end in the wrong order. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 3. Sure. I thought that Brian should be used to annoying Jenny McCarthy because Joe was so fucking annoying in this episode, but they still nailed it with the Antonio and Faye subplot. As long as Antonio has something going on. It's funny. Yep. He's the best character.
All right. I'm giving it a 3. That's all I need to say.
Doug? This is a tough one because there's so many... There's a lot of good points lining up against a lot of bad points.
Yeah.
So, but I'll go 2.75.
All right. I like it.
That balances out my 3.25 and brings it to a 3.
That's true. There we go. And then what is this? Perfect the 3. Pine conning?
Pin conning paralyzer. Pine coning paralyzer.
All right.
So I'm
it's
mad.
The exact same sauce as last
same
week.
Sauce.
So
it did taste less hot, though. I
less heat.
And yes. Less savory. Yeah. And less savory.
We might be used to it. I got the same creamy butterness, like all that stuff to it. Even my initial bite, I was like, wait, this tastes exactly the same, but I might like this one more.
Yeah, fuck that.
But Brett, just in case you were wondering, Brett, you were at a 3.5 last time, I think. So
I'm not going to talk at a full point.
Yeah,
but I'm going to go 2.75.
Okay,
because I don't like being bamboozled.
All right,
here you go, Tatum.
All right, I gave it a 4 last week.
You did.
I still liked it just as much. I'm like...
Right. It's a really good sauce. It's just disappointing that it's the same. That
it's disappointing that it's the same
exact
thing.
You didn't even change
a little
bit. Maybe a little bit of the heat. Because it is... I think it is less hot. But also...
Could have just sat on the shelf.
That could just be a batch differential too.
Right. And also we're a little used to it because we literally...
Just did.
Pulled the curtain back. But we just did that episode. So like we were used to it. It's only been an hour. So...
Yeah. You know what? I'm still going to stick with it.
Okay. 4?
Yeah.
All right. Chelly?
I'm going to give it a 2 because there is a pot leaf on it, and I feel like that's confusing.
And you're not high. You are pissed about that.
I feel like I don't understand it. I feel like you should at least put something on the bottle about why.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it says they're the wheat story.
Capital of whatever.
So, cheese wheat and walleye capital. Why not put a walleye here?
There is a walleye
there.
There
is a walleye
there.
Well, there
is, right here, but not
is
the
there
front.
Cheese?
Yeah, there's yeah, cheese on the
there's
back.
There's a cheese wheel.
Oh, they hit everything. All right.
Yeah, there's cheese and walleyes and weed and... Yeah.
But the cheese and the walleye are also on the bottle, the other bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And the other bottle also has like a little blurb and like a story.
Right.
This should have a story about why there's a fucking pot leaf.
So
tell me why it's there.
I'm matching Brett's 2.75 because I do like this sauce. But that's disappointing.
Yep.
And it is a cheap marketing tactic to put a weed leaf on here. And it has nothing to do with it. There's no sort of anything regarding it. They're just like, oh, we're just going to – we're going to put weed on this and people are going to think it has – it's something special when it's really the exact fucking sauce we have next to it on the shelf.
Hey, you stoner fucks. Now, right. Go buy some hot sauce.
I do want to say, though –
I wonder, is the price on the other one? Were they both $8.99?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brett mentioned earlier that maybe this was like a special 420 edition or something.
Sure.
And I think like that's fine. Just tell us.
It should say
put it on the bottle.
Right.
But also, I still do like this sauce.
It's still really good. It's really good.
Company.
We've never had this happen before, but I think it's fair. You went on to, it's the same sauce.
Doug.
What are the biggest issue I have with it, pot leaf notwithstanding, it says Red Savina hot sauce.
Yeah.
Red Savina, that's a type of pepper, isn't it?
No.
I have no idea, brother. Let's find out.
Yeah, I was going to say, does somebody want to do a quick Google in while I'm doing
it's
some
it's a
dampen?
Habanero. Red Savina habanero.
Okay.
It's a cultivar of the habanero chili.
Okay. There we go. No, because I was going to say, it's like, I don't see Savina, but there's red habanero in there, so that's okay.
Yeah.
What did I give it last week? 3.75?
3.75.
I'm going to knock off half a point for duping us.
Okay.
So I'm going to go 3.25. It's still a very good sauce. But yeah, you could fundamentally take the two bottles, mix them together, and it's not going to make any difference whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
So absolutely. It's still good, but just like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Should we try? Do you want to do a side-by-side dab?
Yeah, we should.
All right.
I mean,
you don't have to. Nobody's going to hold a gun to your head.
We're dabbing.
We're dabbing.
Dabbing.
Yeah, dabbing.
Fucking stoners.
Did you just dab?
No, I'm pouring them out. I'm gonna get ready.
I'm not gonna dab.
Mm-mm. Definitely hotter.
I was gonna say
last week's is definitely hotter.
Pirate also looks thicker when I'm looking at him on the plate.
Yeah, they look like different
colors.
They
took some of the heat out. It looks like it's the same ingredients, but it's lesser. Because there's
look at the difference.
Right, there's an immediate bite to that to the last week's when I do a dab. There's an immediate little bite. And
oh yeah, look at the difference. It's way thicker and there's more seeds.
Yeah,
there's that's not probably really the heat. Seeds in the other one.
I bet you that's the heat.
We gotta look at it.
You're gonna have to take a picture for the Instagram.
There's no, that's the difference, and I would deduct points for it.
We'll put a picture on the gram.
It's not as good without the heat.
Yep. I did. I thought the hotter sauce tasted better.
Mm-hmm. It's very close, but that's the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
I'm going to take a picture.
I don't think it's different enough to mark them as two different sauces. You okay? What happened?
That caught you off guard.
You know what I mean? Like, to make this two different sauces, I don't think that's right, because it still says triple X, like, all that. Unfair. But there is a difference, and it's heat versus barely any heat.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right.
It still stands. Lesser sauce without
expert
the heat.
Opinions were just.
But that's it.
In the name thanks of for science. Listening.
And Michelle's gonna do the plugs.
Now I'm all fucking spiced up again.
Spiced up again.
We gotta not ever do him. Ooh, Mr. Buckcherry?
Yes.
Oh, he's wonderful.
No. Come on.
No. fuck you, Buck. Mr. Cherry. Check us out at _wings on wings on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Words, man. We made them up.
Email us at wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com.
You just gotta fuck somebody.
Oh my God. And you can also find us on wingsonwings.podbean.com or the soon to be named network at STBN Network on Twitter. soon to be named network.com, soon to be named network.tumblr.com, where you can find this and lots of other good podcasts like We Need Wrestling.
It's us.
Final Wrestling, please. At Odds with Wrestling. Long Box Heroes. Blah de blah.
Do us proud.
Wings. Watch them, eat them, and fuck them.
Don't fuck the wings.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.